Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you're not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Wealthy After 40 podcast. Today's episode is monumental. It is episode number 50. Never did I believe that this podcast would reach so many, connect with so many. And in fact, I was on a podcast interview the other day, and the interviewer said, "You were invited to the show." So it's been my first and only invite to interview on somebody else's podcast. I've gone into other groups, but I have never been invited to a podcast. And he is saying, "You are on our list of the top personal finance podcast." He's like, "What did you do?" And I'm like, "I just put a podcast out there." And I said, "I do believe it is the right niche. It's reaching the right people." I've had many people express that nobody is talking to those over 40, right? They're wanting to work with the 20-year-olds and the 30-year-olds because they have so much time to save. And me being a Gen Xer and supporting those of you who are above 40, in their 40s, you know, just struggling with, what do I do? Am I going to make it? Am I going to be okay? And I am here to tell you that you will. I was on a free call last night, and that person jumped on because she was feeling that same thing. "I'm behind. I'm not saving enough. I'm not going to make it to be able to retire at the age of 60. And she was in her early 40s. The more we talked, the more we discovered she's going to be okay. So if you believe that, if you believe you are behind, please schedule a free budget breakthrough session. I would love to chat with you, get your hopes up, find the areas that you can improve to actually make retirement a dream. All right, so back to the episode number 50. I kind of took this into, I didn't want to do 50 things that would take way too long. You know me, I like shorter episodes. So I just stuck with the number 5, and I'm going to share with you 5 things I wish my younger self knew before my finance journey, and then 5 pieces of advice for you listeners that you can go apply today and get results from. So, all right, 5 things I wish my younger self knew before I started my finance journey. And if you've been with me and listened to all of the episodes, you know my journey began about age 35 when I realized I had the option to retire at the age of actually 48, but I retired at the age of 50. And I just went on this journey on my own. I was reading blogs. They were the things, not podcasts. A lot of great people who have gone on to even greater heights. Motley Fool is one. Seed Money. There's several of them. I learned from them as they were on the same journey. So definitely I believe community matters. Find people who are on the journey or have been on that journey to learn more. So my first piece of advice I am sharing with you that I wish my younger self would have known was to not only stay the course, which I did, but go deeper, dig deeper, learn more. So, you know, maybe not have long pauses in between my learning moments, my learning jaunts. Earn more and save more. Definitely, definitely. I know it's easy to say earn more, but I really believe the one out of there is to save more and to save more in many areas. Many, many areas. I hope to do a future podcast episode about why I am saying that now. Liquidity is so important. And if you're not sure what that means, it means having access to the cash within 30 days, really is what that means. Very quickly. That is a liquid asset. And to have more of that. I had enough to cover all my emergencies and things like that, but definitely more. All right, number two, it will be a long but enjoyable journey. Make notes of the small wins and really celebrate them. I did an Instagram live this morning with Elizabeth from Grow My Piggy, and we were talking about this, talking about, you know, really thinking of our small wins. She's like me, you achieve something and you just move on and keep going. And I think it on a long journey, on a journey that you know is going to take a while, really recognizing that progress, recognizing those changes within yourself that may not be monetary in value, but are moving you forward, helping you grow. You know, the amount of growth you can have in even 2 months with money, while you might not see it monetarily, your head, your knowledge, your awareness will grow. So reach in and celebrate those small wins. I do this with my clients now, but I really wished I would have known and really kept a year-to-year progress. I kept a Word document of the things that I was able to achieve every year, and then the things that I wanted to work on next. So I did that, but I really wished I would have kept it more detailed about all of my little milestones, all of my small wins. All right, number three. I kind of touched on this already, but it's going to go deeper. Save even more than you think you need to save. And invest in more options than you did. So knowing I would retire before the age of 59 and a half, which that is the age you need to be. There's some exceptions to that rule, but that is really the age that you need to be able to draw from your 401. So knowing that, I saved within another employment retirement plan, but I probably didn't save as much. However, that also goes to that's not where my match was, right? My employer was giving a match. I was meeting the match. So definitely that was in my 401. And so in that outside fund, I really wished I would have saved more. And again, going back to what I mentioned in number one, I really wished I would have saved more cash. More, and I know that financial advisors are not going to love me, but being in this experience I'm going through now, which I will share in a future episode, I really wish I would have had more liquid cash today. All right, number four. As you are thinking, so what I wrote was create a dream beyond retirement and include that on the money journey. So my dream was always to retire early. I never thought about beyond that, right? So what is it that you dream beyond that? I teach my clients to create a dream and a vision when they are 80, right? Some of them may make it to that age. Some of them may make it well past that age. But, you know, it's just so important to see that our life doesn't necessarily end when we retire. That it's just a whole new phase, and we need to be able to be dreaming within that phase and supporting it. So I planned for retirement and to have enough money, but I didn't visualize like what it was going to be and what we truly wanted it after there. Neither one of us are travelers, so we don't fall into that normal retirement thing of always traveling. But I'm like, really, did we dream enough beyond that? Did we prep ourselves to be able to create a whole new phase? So even if you want to retire early, I want you to dream and plan beyond that. Really reach beyond that. And even if you're not going to retire early, you're going to go at the, you know, 65 or 67, what are you going to do until you're 80?
What does that look like? How are you going to fund that? Because every area of life takes money. And we just need to be prepared, and we need to be enjoying the years that we worked, right? If you're a Gen Xer, more than likely you were working before you were 16, before you were out of college. You were really just working, earning money. It's what we did. It is what we did. So, all right, number 5, be prepared to navigate hard times even when you think you've got it figured out. So, you know, you can get to a place as you're managing your money, and you can be like, we're good. You know, we're really good. And you will be, and enjoy that moment, but just don't become complacent or think that nothing hard will come your way again, right? Life is not easy. Even when you think you've got it figured out, there's going to be something that's going to come up. Be prepared to navigate emergencies, changes, pivots, shifts, anything and everything. And this is taking yourself beyond what we've already talked about, right? In our savings buckets and our sinking funds. Like, start thinking bigger and more beyond, and not to be a doomsdayer, but really, how am I going to build myself financial safety, security, you know, being able to take care of myself when inflation rises, right? And I need to provide food for ourselves still. How am I going to handle that? What is that going to look like? It is just really tough when people are like, well, inflation hit. And what I say to that is, either number one, you are not making your potential, and I understand wages are still lagging. Continue to pursue those wage increases with your employer, however that looks like. But number two, if you were not saving prior to the inflation hit, get into saving. Savings is where I was protected for the inflation. So hopefully those 5 pieces of advice, I know they're not standard. They're really some of the things that I have experienced more recently. So thinking well beyond budgeting and saving, right? Getting yourself further out there. There's a lot that goes on with money, and a lot that goes on with the money journey. And the money journey does not end once you reach that goal. So if you're saving to buy a house, great. What does life look like after that? And then what does life look like after that, right? So maybe you were saving college for the kids, you know, something like that, preparing to, you know, downsize or something. What is it that that's going to take? What are the expenses that are going to come up? And, you know, handle all of those things. So really start thinking beyond every single financial goal you have. And you don't have to be very specific at this moment, but just having that marinate and sit with you as you're moving through, so that you can always be in the moment ready to set yourself up to an even better, higher level. Hey Gen Xers, imagine a life where you control your money instead of it controlling you. My 4-month signature program, the Financial Freedom Accelerator, was created to help you learn the basics of budgeting and saving so that you can live a life without debt, have your money work for you, secure your retirement, and build a legacy for your loved ones. Let's face it, spending hours of your time trying to figure out where your money went is not serving you well. But I promise you, you don't have to keep dipping into your savings every month to pay that phone bill. What you really need to do is head to my show notes and book a free 60-minute one-on-one budget breakthrough session, so you're no longer burnt out from your budgeting attempts, and instead, you'll be saving yourself time, money, and tears. And because you're part of my podcast family, when you book a free call with me and mention Wealthy After 40, you'll get a special $200 discount for my signature program, the Financial Freedom Accelerator. Head to the show notes now to book that call and enjoy the rest of the episode. All right, now on to the 5 quick wins. Number 1, the savings challenge of 1%, you may have heard me talk about. Do that often and really challenge yourself. Really challenge yourself. That interview I was talking about that I was on, he's like, if you're making below $100,000, you should be saving 10 to 15% of your income. If you're above that, you definitely should be saving 20% plus. So calculate your savings rate. Challenge yourself to just go 1% at a time. I always talk about baby steps. I always talk about, you know, stretching yourself not too far, because that's where we give up, we don't succeed, but really just taking it and pursuing it for longer. So smaller jumps, but for longer times. When you are doing the savings rate and the savings challenge, this is for anything and everything that you're saving. Your savings buckets, your retirement accounts, your investments, your high yield savings, your health savings, your flexible spending accounts, right? Include all of that. That is all savings. That's all protecting you. Number two, if you are not budgeting, start budgeting today. Thinking you don't need to worry about it is not true. Struggling with budgeting is very common, but you need to find a method that works for you. There's a lot of canned advice out there, or these philosophies that I think are very, very loud out there, whether you're on social media or listening to podcasts, and the one is pay yourself first. Now, I agree with this, but people struggle with this as a strategy. If you're like, it doesn't work for me, you need to find a different way, right? I was just, the guy I was talking about, he's like, I do that. I've just got to get my savings out of the way. One big fell swoop and I'm done. And I'm like, yeah, it works for you. It's definitely personal, right? It's about personality. It's about what we're thinking about it on the flip side. And so same with budgeting. I am not going to throw you into a spreadsheet with little numbers that I want you to spend, you know, 3 hours a week on if that is not you. Now, if that's you, I'll take you down that rabbit hole. I love numbers, right? And I love spreadsheets. But what I love even more is for somebody to be successful with the method that I am helping them develop. Budgeting helps you be aware of your financial picture, good or bad, and it helps you to explore your saving and your spending. Right? Saving is just spending for later. Spending, we need to be doing where we enjoy, where it values and profits us, and all of those things. So start budgeting today. Figure out a method that works for you. If you have questions, jump on my budget breakthrough session. Let's talk about it. I can express all of the different ways of doing it. You know, your detail, your time will vary, and we can figure out what works for you. Number three, have fun. Have fun on this journey. It's money can be so heavy, and money situations, money events that happen can already be so heavy. So have fun. Create a feeling of freedom with where you're at and where at the money you already have. Find a way to recognize that you're already in a place of joy. I was talking with a colleague earlier, and we were just expressing, like, be grateful for the things that you have that are paying for things. Nobody loves to pay the gas bill or the electric bill, but what we do love about it is our very nice home with our lights, with our warmth, with our cool, and recognizing what it's truly bringing us is so important. Number four. Have hard money conversations with your spouse, your kids, your parents, your siblings, anybody else I have not named. It's time to be having these conversations, and they need to be real. If you are in a relationship, whether your money is together or not, you need to be having money conversations with your spouse and partner. Do not overlook that. Do not think it's going to be fine if you just, you know, really just grace it. But you really need to have hard conversations. Teach your kids about money. Keep up fun with them. It's little nuggets along the way. It's showing them what they need to learn and know. Don't have your child be the one who thinks that a credit card is unlimited money, right? I've seen so much of that on TikTok lately, and I am just floored by the fact that even as the parent is trying to explain this, the child does not understand it. So really start talking with your children about money, where it comes from, how they need to use it, and how best it can support them. I did a podcast interview several months ago, and the host, she grew up poor. She says Poe without the O-R, and I just love that of her, but yet she is so positive about money, the way her mother raised her. She was a single mom. She made it work. She made hard choices, but she taught them how to have fun with their situation. Secondly, well, I guess it's a third, we're on with the parents. Talk to your parents. Do they have an estate plan in place? Who is the executor? Are they prepared? Are you going to, you know, face probate? What is it that's going on? Talk with them. Talk with them. And once you figure that out, talk with your siblings, right? It will make the journey easier during a difficult time. All right, number five, and I love this one, and I hope to do a full episode one day. Create boundaries with money. All right. So when I'm talking boundaries, these are rules. These are thoughts that you've already put into place about money, how you're going to help somebody with money or how much money you're going to give. But it starts first with your spouse or partner. And then it's next with your kids, then with your parents and siblings. You know, are you going to support them? Will you help them? What does that look like? And make sure that you know what that is prior to the situation itself. It just makes it easier to know what you're wanting to do instead of scrambling to say, well, I guess I'll have to try and figure that out, right? You need to take care of yourself. You do not need to go bankrupt or into debt to support someone. Maybe that's a choice, different choice with your child, right? But no more trying to bail out everyone else because they failed to plan, right? There's certain times that we will give, certain times that we will support somebody. That should already be in your money rules, your boundaries that you've created. Know what they are, support them, do that. So those were my five things I wished I would have known a little bit more, have a better understanding, and my five pieces of advice, quick wins for you to implement today within your money picture, your money journey. With the celebration of episode number 50, I would love if you could take a screenshot as you're listening to it, share it on Instagram or Facebook, tag me in it, tag five friends, and then I will enter you into a giveaway for a free Financial Freedom Accelerator program. I would love to be able to have this reach everyone that it needs to. It's doing well, but I know there are so many of us over 40 struggling, just trying to understand money, what it means now. So please share, tag five friends who you think would benefit, tag me so you get credit into the giveaway. If that doesn't work for you, you're not on social media, drop a review onto Apple Podcast. Any reviews during the month of April, and that goes for all the tagging with the social media, everything for the month of April will go into a drawing, and I will notify you the 1st of May who the winner was. So thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being here. 50 episodes. I'm so excited to do another 50 more and celebrate with you at episode 100. Till next week.
Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.